When Declan made it to bed that evening, he found himself on the cusp of sleep when he thought he heard Dr. Kazmarek scream his name. He jolted awake, surrounded by the quiet of the night. He settled into his pillow, where he wavered between sleep and wakefulness. He dreamed of Dr. Kazmarek grabbing him, whispering something unintelligible, desperate for Declan to understand him. Then, when Declan thought he was awake in his own bed, Dr. Kazmarek lunged from the dark recesses of Declan's room and pinned him to his bed. Declan gasped and surged forward, his legs combating the sheets. Tendrils of the nightmare convinced him that Dr. Kazmarek still clutched his legs, preventing him from fleeing. He scooted into his headboard, the cool surface against his bare skin pulled him fully awake. His quick, heavy breaths refused to abate. His heart rattled in his chest. He rubbed his eyes, pushing the air out of his lungs with more force than necessary. He swallowed hard, sweat dripping down his chest. The hair on his arms, legs, head, and neck stood on end. It wasn't from being shaken by his nightmare either. He could almost hear the electrified air crackle around him. It penetrated his skin, while the smell of rain infiltrated his nostrils. At that moment, he decided to travel across the state to Dr. Kazmarek's office. He had no idea what he would find. Most likely nothing at all, but he had to go.